My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to, you know, start it with good information and maybe a little positive information coming your way. Today we want as much information as we can. The thing is, information is available, but then we have to disseminate good information, bad information, true to form information. Is there stuff that we can actually sort through, or are we reading information basically because we definitely are just looking for a quick fix, or we want somebody to tell us exactly what we want to hear? You know, we come from a time when there wasn't a lot of information, and if you really wanted it, you had to go find it, which meant digging to the library, going through research books, and many times searching out information from other parts of the world where they were actually making strides in areas that we had not even begun with. Today, you push a button, you slide, you pick a site, and you have information at your fingertips. But you want to take that information one step further. You want to research the research to make sure that you're actually choosing correctly. Otherwise, you can waste a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of money, and things could actually get more out of control because you didn't follow the correct path. Now, I know that sounds really confusing, but you know, you want to be able to have the information to have dialogue with your medical practitioners and your family, your friends, and your coworkers. I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because I have to tell you, it just makes sense. When you have a resource like Stay Healthy, a place where you can go and get not only amazing knowledge and information, but also be able to create relationships with people that are giving you this conversation in the most important part of your life, which is your health. You know, many times we listen to our friends and our family, and we may all start out on a healthy journey together, and we all try to do the same thing, the same foods, the same supplements and everything. And you may find that maybe a portion of that group is successful. Someone might get okay results, and then there's maybe one or two people that get no results at all following the same protocol. Why do you think that is? Because we're different. So learning how to have the information as it relates to you and your individual situation is priceless. Because why waste your time following a path that's going to bring you little to no results when you can go a completely different road and meet up with everybody at the end? Because your body, your lifestyle, your choices, your history, your genetics are all different. What you've done along the way also creates your journey. Because things are not the same on the inside for all of us. Everybody needs to keep an open mind, learn the information, and then make those decisions based on the honest things that they've done with their life over the years. That's the only true way to get great results. Going to Stay Healthy Health Food Store, you're able to have those dialogues and have those conversations. And you may go in with one thing in mind, but find out that it's really not the way for you to go, but there are ways, there are venues, there are alternative complements and choices that you can look at. And then you could take that information and go on your healthy journey. You could take the information, share it with your medical practitioners, and be able to have those dialogues. And that, to me, is extremely important. And that is what Stay Healthy is all about. Education, information, only carrying the best quality products at the greatest prices, a fully packed store with the best of the best every single day. You'll be glad you went there because, you know, we research and we go places all the time because we know we get the best service or we get the best information. But then when it comes to our health, we'll just grab something off a shelf somewhere. Don't know where we came up with that mentality, but we need to change it and start having the same strict guidelines for our health and where we go and who we talk to as we do with buying a new phone. Stay Healthy is in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They are Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer. You'll know why once you go and meet these amazing people. And also, if you speak Spanish and it's something you feel more comfortable with, Lisa, Rosie, Esther all speak fluent Spanish, so you can come in, you can bring your friends in that speak Spanish. It's a very comfortable atmosphere, and then you're able to feel more comfortable getting your questions answered the way you'd like them answered. Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 till 7, Saturdays 9 till 6, and they're closed on Sunday. Remember to check out their website, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Make sure to enter your email address so that you'll start being privy to things like newsletters and coupons and information and in the know and have that connection to the store. Also, liking them on Facebook, you get daily posts and information. And when you're at the website, make sure that you're reading those industry articles that change frequently so that you can stay up to date with relevant information for today's world. Well, today we're going to be talking about protein. You know, I think there was a time when protein was, you know, thought to be something that only bodybuilders consumed, even though we get it from our food. But, you know, it's just kind of the idea that bodybuilders basically were the only people that were, you know, using protein. Crazy thought, but we're going to get it straightened out today on which protein is best for you, how they're different, how you decide. And Audrey Ross is going to be here with us today. Audrey's been with Country Life for the last 8 years and is their senior national educator. She joined their team with an extensive 25-year background in the natural products field. For 10 years, Audrey ran a successful naturopathic consulting practice in Texas. She worked with patients on basic health needs, conducted seminars on general nutrition, weight loss, managing chronic health challenges, stress reduction, label reading, and how to select supplementation. Additionally, for 3 years, she worked with several medical doctors in Dallas-Fort Worth area, providing nutritional consultations for some of their more challenging patients. Audrey has taught multiple continuing medical education credit courses for medical and dental assistants in Texas and Illinois, and has a passion for education, especially in the natural industry. She's also worked on the retail side of industry, managing and opening several vitamin departments for major vitamin chains. She co-authored a book on female hormone management, is a frequent guest speaker on numerous radio shows throughout the United States, and has conducted countless public lectures on health and wellness, which I've been to, and she's awesome. Her passion for education, her knowledge has helped her bridge the historical divide between allopathic and naturopathic medical practices. Help me welcome my guest. Hey, Audrey.
Hi, Jeff.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. What's new in your world?
Well, I'm actually home this week. So it's one of those rare occasions where I get to work from my home office and not an airplane or an airport.
Awesome. Cool.
So it's pretty great. And I have to reiterate what you said about Stay Healthy and the people there and Marge and the crew. They're so knowledgeable and they want to help you. And they're not all about just pushing a specific product. They want to do what's best for you and what's best for your specific needs. And that's why I love going up there and visiting with them. I love the store itself. And if you've not been in the store, by all means, make a trip up there because it's amazing.
Well, you know, they've been a very solid foundation for this community for a very long time. And, you know, to be Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer and to be able to weather all the craziness that we in our industry have gone through over the last, you know, 35 years. They just celebrated the 35th. So 35 years of going through, you know, starting at the very beginning when, remember, we had no information. We had very little things to choose from, and being able to weather it to today's world where we have these beautiful formulas that are just ready to go. I told someone the other day, I said, to be able to go into a health food store like Stay Healthy today and have all of these amazing choices with great research and availability of blends and combinations and things to choose from, I mean, this is the best time in the world to get healthy.
Oh, it is. And really what people need to realize is you spoke about going on and searching on the internet and clicking a button. That's information overload. You need to talk to somebody like at Stay Healthy, who knows what they're talking about, who can help you decide, rather than going on whatever the latest advertised product is or the new whatever, because it may not be what you need. And that's why it's so important to get that customer service, to understand what your body needs, what your goals are, and how to reach those goals the most effective and safe way. Because there are things that are discussed on the internet and said to be true that we have found actually can cause more harm than good. So always, whether it, you know, all natural is not always all safe for everybody. And I tell people, you know, technically cocaine's all natural. So you know, you have to be careful when you look at things like that. And that's why when you go in to talk with Marge or any of the girls up there, it is so refreshing to see the customer service that they give. I absolutely adore everybody up there.
You know, and thank you. And I know they appreciate that because they work hard every single day. And, you know, it is more about, you know, making sure that people have the tools. And I think that's really important. Mm-hmm. You know, to jump into protein right now, I remember when I first started in this field, there was almost nothing in the protein arena. After a period of time, there was milk and egg protein. There was a soy protein. There was, of course, the bodybuilding glandular protein, which was basically hearts and kidneys and all that kind of disgusting, I mean, repulsiveness in a jar. And most people back then just thought that protein was something that a bodybuilder would use. You know, people never thought about everyday life. And you know, you fast forward 30 years and I'm thinking to myself, oh my goodness, protein is not only essential, which we probably didn't know back then, but boy, the choices. Now, once again, information overload. It's kind of like standing in the section, moving your head from left to right and up and down. And it's like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And it used to be that, you know, protein supplementation was just for the gym rat and the bodybuilder, and mm-hmm. that's not the case. We need to get quality protein in our diet because every single cell in our body requires amino acids, and that's the building block of protein. And, you know, we see whey protein and plant protein, and I wish we would have started in the industry calling them amino acids because they're technically not a built protein yet. They're the amino acids that allow your body to do what it needs to do. And your body takes those essential and non-essential amino acids and build things, whether it be muscle, whether it be nerve endings, whether it be hormones, whether it be neurotransmitters, whether it be heart cells, whether it be bones. I mean, the protein that we consume has a job to do. And the confusing part is people right now, because of all the choices and because of all the controversial and back and forth on the internet on what's good, what's not good, what you should be taking, what you shouldn't be taking, don't take this, but take this, and then that whole picture changes. It's very confusing for that person walking into a store. Mm-hmm. So that's why understanding what protein supplementation means to you is important. And one of the best protein sources for vegetarian or carnivores is whey protein isolate. And whey protein, people sometimes think comes from wheat, but it doesn't. It is a byproduct of making cheese from milk. So it's basically a milk product. But how it's processed plays such a vital role on how well you can absorb and utilize it. And whey protein is the only protein supplement source that contains immunoglobulin and lactoferrin, big words, but what they mean, supporting the immune system.
Now, a quick question before we get started. I mean, first of all, should you know whether or not you need protein, or should we just assume that we all need extra quality protein in our diet?
I would say we need to assume we need okay. all need some quality protein supplementation in our diet, because the protein that we're consuming now, whether it be chicken, eggs, fish, beef, whatever it is, that quality has diminished over the last 20 years mm-hmm. based on the foods those animals are fed, the pollutants in the air, the pollutants in the water. There's a lot of things that affect it. And not everybody can afford to buy grass-fed organic everything.
Right, right.
So what you need to look at is where you are, what you're consuming, and then what you need. And also the bioavailability of the protein we're consuming is not as high as that of whey protein isolate. for example, fish, which we're all told to eat fish, the bioavailability of that protein runs about 70%. So if you have, you consume 20 grams of salmon, the actual protein amino acid that you're going to get to use will be about 14 grams. And then the question comes in, well, how much do I need? Well, there's a lot of information out there that says, oh, 35 grams of protein everybody needs. That's not true. Your protein requirements are based on your weight and your activity level. And it sounds so confusing, and that's why you go to some place like Stay Healthy, let them help you. But really, everybody should look at some type of protein supplementation at least once a day just to help. And, you know, I'll challenge people because every time I tell people, just do one of the whey protein shakes a day and see how you feel. And after about a week or so, they say, wow, I didn't realize what a difference that could make. I have more energy. I'm sleeping better. I just feel more focused.
Uh-huh.
I don't, you know, it's just so unbelievable what your body can do without what we're, without the proper nutrition. But when you give it the proper nutrition, how well we can feel. And that's where it's so important for people to understand protein supplementation, amino acid supplementation, only benefits what your body can do right now.
Okay. You know, the other part of this is if you're getting healthy and you're exercising, protein helps you show your results more effectively in both the building of muscles and lean muscle tissue and recovery and energy and stamina. If you're older, protein added to your diet gives you strength and endurance and your muscles get stronger. If you're just growing, protein is good for your cells and your muscles. And, you know, so at every stage of the game, there are times when you really do need to look at your protein and decide that, you know, I just need to decide on which is the best one for me. And I'm telling you, I mean, I'm the king of smoothies. I mean, I just think they make sense. I think it just for somebody to have a smoothie in the morning, and I like them probably not for the reason that most people do. I like them because most people forget to take their supplements during the day, especially if they're using chia seeds and ground flax and oils and all that kind of stuff and greens, where I know you can put all of that in your smoothie in the morning. By the time you leave the house and you've rinsed the blender and rinsed out your glass and you're on your way, you have so much stuff already out of the way that the rest of the day you're not trying to play catch up.
Right. That's so correct. And then also in the morning, some people don't like to eat a lot in the morning. So mixing up a little smoothie with even half of your supplements in there is great to get started. It will make a difference in how well your day goes and how you feel about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, too. So there's a lot of things that make a difference when you're doing that. And, you know, when people think, well, it's just so confusing. I don't know what to get. Should I do plant protein? Should I do whey protein? Oh, I'm lactose intolerant. I can't do whey. You can't do whey concentrate if you're lactose intolerant. It will upset your stomach. The Biochem whey protein isolate is dual filtered, so it's 99% lactose free. So unless you're truly allergic to milk, the whey protein isolate is such a great option for you. And now we've got the W Plus, which have the dual function in them. The W Plus Energy has got coffee berry in, and it tastes like a latte. The W Plus Info Support has got ultrasol turmeric in that shows you get the curcuminoids into the blood, and they're in there and have been tested, showing that they stay in your blood for 12 hours post-consumption. And then we've got the W Plus Joint, which has the added collagen in it. So there's so many options, and it does get confusing. But everybody needs to realize that amino acids found in protein supplement shakes are the building blocks for every single cell in your body.
Now, let me ask you a question. You know, when you is there a progression of choosing? And I want everybody to know that Saturday, you'll be there with Spencer doing demos at Stay Healthy from 11 to 1. So that's a great time for people to come in and actually get a one-on-one, just kind of get your questions answered and, you know, learn more about the protein. You guys going to be doing some demos too?
Correct. Spencer will be doing demos on the W Plus Energy and the Info Support and the plant protein. And I'll be there to help people make that selection, to help them,
wonderful.
To guide them through where you are. Are you vegan or vegetarian? Have you tried this before? What are your goals? And help people make that selection. And that once you get that selection down and you experience it, it's going to be much easier for the next time you come in. So we've talked about whey protein being the easiest. It has all 20 of your base amino acids in, plus those wonderful immunoglobulin and lactoferrin to support your immune system. But what if you are vegan? There's vegan protein. There's plant proteins all over the place. The biggest concern people have, upset stomach, gas, bloating, all grainy, all icky. They taste terrible. I have to put so much in there. It's just such a hassle. We've got a great vegan protein. That is pea, hemp, and cranberry. Very smooth, mixes up easy. It's been around for years. We've got a very loyal following with that one. But we've come out with another 100% plant protein that is unique to the industry. It is the only plant protein that the bioavailability, remember that's how well your body can use those amino acids, the bioavailability is almost identical to whey protein because it's fermented pea and rice protein along with organic pumpkin seed protein, and water lentil, which, and they're not beans. The water lentil is actually an aquatic plant. And the bioavailability of that, and when you look at the amino acid profile on it, is almost identical to whey protein, including branched-chain amino acids. So it's amazing as far as a plant protein goes. And if you're vegan and you exercise and are having challenges with joints, the P plus Flex is vegan with AU Flex in it, which is a like a plum-looking fruit in from Africa, and it has research that shows it helps with joint and especially knee comfort post-exercise. So this would be a great option for the vegan who's working out. So all of these things we'll be talking about on Saturday when we're up at the store at from 11 to 1, and it's amazing taste. And we're going to mix it with just water because people always say they have to do so much to it, they can't, that's too much work. We're going to mix these with just water and let you taste them with just mixing with water. And they're amazing.
That's, you know, what's nice is, and you know, that you just made a really good point. And this happens a lot. People say, you know, I was at a health food store and they were sampling this and I tried it and I got home and I tried to make it myself and it tasted terrible. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, the idea of making it with just water, you know what it's going to taste like in its most stripped down form. And then you can dress it up and make it taste the way you want it to taste. That's really, really good. It's like I have a friend of mine when she gets her hair done. She says, no matter what I do at home, I can never make my hair look like the way it was when my hair was done by my stylist. And I said, well, you know, they know what to do. And obviously, you know, we don't do the same things, obviously. But I think the same thing with protein, you know, being able to feel good, stripping it down to the bare level without all the makeup and all the bells and whistles and blings and still have it taste good, that gives people great hope about the quality, but they can also make it taste the way they want. That's a great idea.
And that's really what it's about because people say, I didn't have time in the morning to do it. Okay, well, this is going to be just in a shaker bottle, no blender, shaker bottle with just water. You can take that with you in the car. You don't have to do a lot, and they taste great with just water. We're even going to do the W Plus Energy, which is the one that tastes like the latte. We're going to even do that with water and see how people like that because it does taste like a latte. And, you know, it's the whole purpose of developing the products that we develop is to make it simple for people to get good nutrition and to get healthy from the inside out.
Do you feel that kids benefit from using protein in their diet, even though they're eating, you know, they're younger and they, maybe they're not as active? See, I do because I see what they're eating.
Exactly. They're getting very poor quality protein. And they go to all the sporting events, or if they're very active and do soccer and baseball and football and all that, they really need it because they're tearing down those muscles that are trying to build for the future. So children, instead of having Gatorade post-exercise or post-a-game, they could have one of the protein shakes mixed with water and get that amino acid profile in the system so we can start rebuilding what's been torn down. So, yes, kids do need it. And I know moms that'll mix a little bit of the whey protein in the smoothies for kids in the morning, because some moms do that in the morning, and they have that routine. And you also mentioned older people. As we age, it's harder to digest things as well as we did in our 20s and 30s. Protein is one of those things that needs protease and pepsid and hydrochloric acid in the stomach to break it down so that we can use it. That's why the whey protein isolate is so great. Those amino acids are ready to go. So if you take 20 grams of whey protein, you're going to get 20 grams of available amino acids for your body to use. Now, if you take 20 grams of a plant protein, depending on which it is, if it's pea or if it's rice or if it's soy, you're only going to get maybe 14 or 15 grams that you're actually going to be able to use. Now, with our plant and plant plus, our P and P plus, those you get about 95%. So you don't have to take as many servings of our new 100% plant protein as you would of any other plant protein out there that would be a single or double source protein. So here we get into this confusion again. People go, no, I don't know what to do. That's why we're going to be there and help you figure out what you need. But when you're looking at bioavailability of the amino acids that you are consuming in a protein supplement, whey protein is the best across the board. And for elderly people, we always used to hear of age-related muscle wasting, and, oh, there's nothing you can do about it. It's just, that's just what happens when you get older. Doesn't have to.
Right.
If you do the whey protein a couple times a day, you're not going to have that problem, because you don't need all that hydrochloric acid to break down those amino acids, because they're ready to go. They're already set, ready to go do their job. So I know that when my parents started doing the whey protein shakes at least once a day, they really did have more energy. And my mom now is 84, and, you know, she's baking cookies and she's doing this and she's shoveling snow, and, you know, she's very active. But 8 years ago, not so much, and she was in her 70s then. So it's just what you can give your body so it can continue to function. And we beat it up pretty bad with everything that we do.
That's
so supplementing with something that the body can absorb, utilize, and put to work right away is really important.
We're talking with Audrey Ross today, representing Country Life Vitamins. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more on protein. And remember, they will be at the store from 10 to 1 on Saturday. You can get all your questions answered and even sample some of the taste of these protein powders that we're talking about. And of course, help to narrow it down a little bit better with some great guidance and getting those questions answered right at the Stay Healthy store. A quick break. We'll be right back with Audrey. Don't go away.
From a leader in the sports fitness supplement market for over 15 years and the number one whey protein brand, comes an even cleaner whey protein. Now from grass-fed cows and completely non-GMO ingredients, BioChem's 100% whey is made from a purifying microfiltration, ultrafiltration process that results in a totally natural and high-quality, undenatured whey protein isolate. Crafted by the gluten-free manufacturer, this delicious protein is soy-free and packs 20 grams of protein in a smooth, easily digestible powder. Blend with milk or water for a great-tasting shake, or sprinkle into your morning oatmeal for a fortified breakfast. Whichever way you most prefer, BioChem is the perfect way to add protein to your diet. Find us at your local health food store to try any of our delicious protein products. Choose from our flagship 100% whey flavors, vanilla chocolate, or natural. Or try our organic whey, sugar-free berries and whey, greens and whey, or vegan protein products.
Country Life Vitamins. Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Radio at Charleston.
Millions of Americans eat gluten-free, but did you know that if you follow a gluten-free diet, you may be deficient in certain essential vitamins and minerals? Country Life Vitamins has the answer. Country Life Vitamins is the first supplement company in the United States to have our complete line of products certified gluten-free. That's over 500 products. Serving the natural products industry since 1971, Country Life stands behind our commitment to ensure all of our products are certified gluten-free, crafting for you hundreds of high-quality, gluten-free supplement offerings. Ask for our high-quality natural vitamins like our Coenzyme B Advanced for increased energy or our Flexable for joint health at a health food store near you.
Country Life Vitamins. Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Radio at Charleston.
Does your multivitamin come from real food? Experience the goodness of real food with a multivitamin crafted from over 40 fruits, vegetables, legumes, sprouts, and other organic foods. Real Food Organics. From the moment the seed is planted in crop-rotated fields to the time it's sealed in our iconic amber glass bottles, Real Food Organics adheres to USDA organic quality standards so you can be assured that you're getting the best of real foods from real farms. Nothing artificial and nothing genetically modified. That's right, Real Food Organics is non-GMO. By combining fresh, raw whole food ingredients with probiotic cultures and fermenting and freeze-drying this mix, we're able to deliver a product we can feel good about calling real food. Look for a USDA organic logo and choose a whole food multivitamin made from real food from real farms. Real Food Organics.
Country Life Vitamins. Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Radio at Charleston.
Right, we're back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They're your one-stop, full-service location. Now in the fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, just celebrated their 35th year here in the city. And at the same time, you know, they've been making dreams come true and helping people on their healthy journeys for such a long time. You know, they're also Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 till 7, Saturdays, 9 till 6, and they're closed on Sunday. Remember to stop by the store, check out all the products from Country Life and Biochem. Check out all the products that Audrey talks about here on the air. You'll find a great selection. And, you know, on Saturday, you might buy some of these for the taste. But you may come back for the effects that they make on your body. And that's really important, Audrey. You know, sometimes we pick a supplement for something that we're thinking that it's going to be good for us, and we find five more things that fall in line, and we think to ourselves, wow, radiated benefits that I didn't even know about.
Exactly, exactly. And just to make clear, we're there from 11 until 1.
11 to 1.
11 to 1 on Saturday. You'll be able to taste the different proteins, and I'll be there to help you be guided through which one is going to work best for you, what you like, what you don't like, seeing exactly how much protein you need, and that's always the question. Well, how much protein should I have every day? So I'll help you figure that out, and then you can make your decision on taste and or what you're looking for, what you're looking to achieve.
You know, the other thing is, you know, how do you feel about using protein in different ways? Like, I like mixing it in yogurt. I like it in oatmeal. You know, I put it in other things where you don't have to make a smoothie. But what about in food? Can you cook with protein? Can you add it to things after it's cooked, like gravies and sauces? I mean, where do you fall with that idea?
Oh, it can go in anywhere. What I will say is when you heat the whey protein, you will lose those immunoglobulin lactoferrin, the immune-boosting part, because they're very, very delicate molecules. That's why they can't be added to any other protein. That's why if some protein says that it supports your immune system, you need to turn it over and see what's in there, because there is no lactoferrin in immunoglobulin unless it's a whey protein. So, but cooking with it, yes. I used to make, when I was home more, I used to make protein pancakes. And I would put some of our vanilla whey protein in the pancake batter, and we'd have protein pancakes, because otherwise pancakes are basically carbohydrates. You put syrup on them, and then you got more carbohydrates. So you need some protein there. You can put it in yogurt. You can put it in oatmeal. I love putting our coconut-flavored whey protein in oatmeal, especially when I'm traveling. I'll go down, get my Starbucks coffee and my Starbucks oatmeal, and by the time I sit down, the Starbucks oatmeal is now paste. So when you mix in the whey protein isolate in there, it makes it so creamy and it tastes amazing. So you can do that with any of the flavors. The vanilla is also good in there. So yes, you can incorporate it to however you need to in your daily routine. I know some moms who make, I'm not really supposed to say this, but they make brownies with protein in because their kids love brownies, and they know that they need more protein, so they'll mix the chocolate whey protein isolate in there. So it's very, very versatile. Plant protein's a little bit more difficult to disguise, but an interesting fact, the plant protein that we're using, the water lentils, they were originally designing that to be a food additive because people need more protein, and the bioavailability was so close to whey protein, that's where they were going with it. Well, it took us 3 years working with them to help develop this so that it can be put into a smoothie. They've since decided not to go that way and are now looking at using this in protein supplement smoothies or powders because they noticed that it was such a greater demand for that, that adding it to food is going to make the food green.
Mm-hmm.
And some people don't like that in their food. I mean, some people get turned off by that. But if you put it into a smoothie and blend it in with a protein powder, they found that that was an amazing way to incorporate it because they had discovered this, that the amino acid profile is so close to whey that it was ideal. And it's grown in Western Florida. So it's, you know, there's just so many new innovative things that we're finding. And then the fermented pea and rice protein, like I said, plant proteins, oh, I get bloating, I get gas, I don't like the taste of it.
Right.
When you ferment something, you break down that cell wall. Guess what? Gas and bloating goes away.
You know, fermenting to me, for like a radio visual, is kind of like allowing your body to be able to break it down and digest it more effectively, kind of like taking flax seeds and grinding them and breaking down the outer walls so then
mm-hmm.
they become digestible.
Mm-hmm.
Same idea.
Same idea. So fermenting, I tell people the easy way to think of fermenting is pre-digesting.
Okay. That makes good sense.
And that's why with this new plant protein that we have, it's so unique because we are the only ones that are using this fermented pea and rice protein combo. And it's fermented with the mycelium of shiitake mushroom. We are the only company that has this plant protein on the market right now.
What do you take with you when you travel, and how do you mix it?
Okay, so I take the little small individual serving packs. Thank mm-hmm. goodness we got them back because I used to put a scoop of protein in a Ziploc bag. TSA loved me.
Yeah, me too. I've been through that one.
Ziploc bag. Yeah, that went over really well. But I do my whey protein. And I have that every morning in my oatmeal, like I said. Sometimes I'll take it in the afternoon, like if we're going to have a long day. I take it in the afternoon just for that extra boost of protein, energy, and focus.
Mm-hmm.
I take my supplements. Of course, we've talked about the coenzyme B complex many, many times. That can be also added into a smoothie. So mm-hmm. the powdered B complex can be added in. I take that with me. I take my Real Food Organics, and then depending on where I'm going, sometimes I'll take some extra CoQ10 with me, sometimes I'll take pycnogenol with me for help with the immune system if I'm going in the wintertime specifically. I don't take a lot of things with me, but the very key things, always, always, always protein, always, always, always protein, because you never know when you're on the road what you're going to get.
It was interesting. I was recently I was at Expo and they have a buffet, a breakfast buffet in the hotel, and there was a gentleman down there and he had his oatmeal and he put fruit and stuff in there, and then he opened up one of his little packets and he was adding his protein to it, and I just mm-hmm. looked over at him and I said, "Cool." And he goes, "I just can't start my day without it now." He goes, "I'll use their device, their protein, their oatmeal and fruit, but I'll bring my protein."
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought it was really funny. And you know, and he just said, he goes, "You know, you just got to take care of yourself," he said, "because you never know how your day's going to go." Same kind of thing.
You got to start that morning right. You know, that's how I do it, too. And when you go down, people kind of give you that slant-eyed look like, "What are you doing? What are you mixing in there?" I always make sure I leave my protein packet turned face up so people can see it's protein. But it's awesome. And then, you know, you can put the Kobe Complex lemon lime, you can put in water and give it like a little lemonade flavor. It's just, you know, there's so many things that you can do with that. Or you can mix it in a smoothie. It will turn your smoothie yellow because it is a B vitamin. But, you know, if you're using the plant protein you can put in there, it's not going to change it that much color. But if you're using like the vanilla, the first time I made it with the vanilla and it turned yellow, people would ask, what is that protein? Is it orange? No, it's vanilla protein. And they would look at it and have that funny look and go, "Okay," and they would taste it and go, "Oh, it's vanilla." It's like, "Yeah, it's vanilla." So there's a lot of versatility that you can use with the powders. And, you know, it just depends on where I'm going, but always those core components that I have to have. And then, again, depending on where I am physically, what I'm feeling like, where I'm going, what my my week's going to be like. Maybe I'll do some stress shield. Never know. So I always have my arsenal with me, but my very keys are pretty basic.
Now, depending on what you do during the day, can that determine the source of the protein? Meaning if you have a long day and you're a stressful person, maybe that's one protein. If you're active and doing cardiovascular, that's another protein. If you're bodybuilding and doing that kind of stuff, that's another protein. Or are there across the board that work no matter where you go?
They're across the board, and that's why I like the whey protein, because it's not so much of the what you do, it's how much you need. And the source of protein then will determine how many servings you have to have. For example, if I'm doing a weight-bearing exercise and my protein requirements are, say, 85 grams a day or 90 grams a day, I'm going to do whey protein only because I get 20 grams per 20 grams. If I did plant protein, I would have to do double the servings almost to get what I need. So it's based on what you're consuming, what form you're consuming is going to determine how many servings you have to meet your needs. Your needs are going to change as far as how many grams you need per day, whether you're exercising or whether you're stressed or whether you're working at the desk. That determines how much amino acid profile proteins you need, how many grams. Mm-hmm. If you're home and don't need a lot, maybe then you want to do the plant because you won't have to have as many servings. So it's based on that to determine what your grams of protein daily needs are, and then you determine which one you want to add based on the bioavailability.
Okay, now here's a question for you. Let's say you decide you want to have a shake for breakfast, a shake for lunch, or a smoothie for breakfast, a smoothie for lunch, and a sensible dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a preference?
As far as the type of protein?
Uh-huh.
Whey protein.
Whey, okay. Why?
I always go with that because it's so easily digested and so bioavailable, and you've got those amino acids right there.
Huh. You know, I think that the reason I ask that is because, you know, some people, when they decide to do that, you know, the protein doesn't last long enough. They don't get enough from it, and then they're starving. I have a friend, and she was, you know, using one of your protein powders, and it worked really well, and I'm pretty sure it was the whey. And she said what it took for her was to move herself around a little bit. So she had a shake in the morning, and she had it with water. So, and then she had another one about mid-morning, and then she ate her biggest meal at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Best thing to do, yep.
And then she had another full-size protein shake in the evening, and she said, I was never hungry. She goes, but when I had the meal at the end of the day, I felt bloated, and then I didn't feel bloated this way by having the meal midday. And she's been on this program since the beginning of the year. She's dropped about 50, 55 pounds, and she looks amazing.
And I always go for whey just because it's so easy for the body to use it, and you get the 20 grams of amino acids right there ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if I want to be creative and I have time, then I might use the plant and put some stuff in there and, you know, and experiment. But if I'm on the go, which I usually am, I just jump right in for the whey protein. It tastes so good.
You know, I've carried the packets with me as well. And if I was driving, I mean, I would stop sometimes if I had to, I would stop and I would either get like a 1% milk, or I would get a juice, or I would just get a water bottle, and I would just fold a piece of paper and pour it inside, shake it up, and just drink it. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, it's not the way I want it to be. I like it with fruit and all that other stuff, you know, but right now this is good. And I got to tell you, you know, within 15 to 20 minutes, I'm like, okay, that was a good choice.
Mm-hmm. It's because whey protein can get into the system so quickly. You can add so many things, or you can make it simple.
Yeah.
So it's so versatile. Sometimes I'll get, you know, those little things of the organic orange juice and put the vanilla in there. It's like an orange Julius or a creamsicle. So, you know, you can get that, oh, I'm having something bad for me, but it's really something good. So you can adjust it to whatever you need to do, and because it mixes up so easily, very versatile.
Now, let's say that you're in your 60s, you know, and you're starting to do some walking and some exercise, and you know, you're trying to get healthy, but you know, you want your muscles to be strong. Which one would you choose?
Protein.
Mm-hmm.
Whey protein. Mm-hmm. I'm a whey protein girl.
There's a general theme here, so I'm going along with it.
Yeah, I'm a whey protein girl only because I love it. It's smooth. There's so many varieties as far as flavors. There's chocolate, there's the vanilla, there's the sugar-free, there's now the W pluses. I love our Infla support because it tastes like golden milk. And it's just so amazing. So amazing. And it's so easy for the body. And you don't have to take as much to get the 20 grams.
There you go. Can someone survive only on protein shakes?
No, you need fruits and vegetables too. There are other needs other than protein. You do have those antioxidants and the fiber found in fruits and vegetables, and that's important. So maybe you want to throw the berries and stuff in there. People that are ill, that are bedridden, those type of people, if you do smoothies for them with the berries and the greens in there, that's great. But you need some fiber, and whey protein doesn't have fiber, but our new plant line has got 4 grams of fiber. We need about 30 to 35 grams of fiber, so it's not going to meet those needs. That's why you need at least fruits and vegetables in your diet as well.
Well, the reason I ask is, you know, there are these places that you can go, and they put you on a completely detailed protein shake program, and that's all you get until you lose a massive amount of weight, and then they incorporate food back in. You know, I think my personal idea would be, you know, have a good size, good quality meal with some fiber and greens, and then have maybe a couple shakes. At least that way I'd feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You have to have something else unless you're like bedridden. And, you know, when people are in the hospital, they give them those infusions of vitamins and nasty proteins.
Right.
But, you know, that's all that they know. That's all that they have. And people do survive on that. Not well, because when they come out, they have a lot of work to do. But you need to be logical and realistic and look at what your needs are.
Okay. I got to interrupt you. I got a question that just came in. It says, What if you're allergic to milk?
Okay. Can you
use whey?
If you're allergic to milk, no, you should not use whey. If you're lactose intolerant, the Biochem whey protein isolate would be the way to go. But if you are truly allergic to milk, then you want to go to the plant or the plant plus, because that's as close to the whey bioavailability as you're going to get.
So maybe not tolerating it is not a true allergy. But
correct.
Maybe because there are people that have true allergies to dairy. So let's say that you eat cheese and yogurt and all that kind of stuff, and it just probably does not sit really well with you. Maybe you're missing some enzymes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's different than being truly allergic.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
I want to clarify that. You know. So, but at least the good thing is within the line that there's still an alternative choice, and that's a
mm-hmm.
good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love it. You know, I just think that it's a big category. I mean, it's a lot bigger than we think it is, and there's a lot of differences, you know, products to choose from. And we have to remember, not everybody follows the same protocol, like I talked about at the very beginning of the show. You know, people have to remember that we are different, and the things that we've done to and for ourselves over the years, we have to remember that it's going to lead us down a different path. We may meet everybody at the end, but we may have to follow a different protocol.
Right. Everybody's unique. We all have individual fingerprints, and we all have individual metabolisms, and we all have individual DNA. So what works for one isn't going to work for somebody else. There's a general consensus of what we need as far as just basic physiology. We need amino acids to build the proteins to keep our body functioning, but how we get them and how we metabolize them can be a little bit different for everybody.
You know, I think that this really does provide some clarity, and I think it's going to be really kind of fun, you know, with you being at the store and actually being able to do that one-on-one and, you know, listen to people. Okay, here's what I do. Here's my lifestyle. Here's what I do. Here's my activity level. These mm-hmm. are the foods I eat. You know, this is yada, yada, yada. It'd be like, okay, here you go. These two would be your best choice. I'd love that.
Mm-hmm. And I'll be there at the table area, and I'll have everything there so we don't have to run in and out through the aisles. We'll just be able to sit right there and talk.
I think that'll be great. And then Spencer will have some mixed up that he can sample too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's wonderful. I thank you so much. Our time always goes so fast.
I know.
You know, it's like sitting on a couch talking to a good friend.
And we are.
Yes, we are. And I thank you.
We're just sitting on the other end of a phone line instead of a couch.
I know. But I thank you so much. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule. And I know you do so much for the industry. And I hope you have a super day.
Thanks. And you do the same. Always a pleasure. And we'll talk to you next month.
Be well, my friend.
You too. Bye-bye.
My guest today, Audrey Ross, representing Country Life and Biochem. Remember, her and Spencer will be at the store on Saturday from 11 to 1, and they'll be talking protein. They'll also be sampling and give you some taste of the protein so you can pick the right product for not only your body, but for your taste buds, too. And I think that's great, stripping it down to the basics so you know what it really tastes like, and then you can dress it up the way you want it to taste. Because sometimes, you know, we talked about it, you can't get it to taste the way they get it to taste. So why not start with the stripped down model and then add all the things in that you love in your smoothies. It's a great thing. Head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They're going to make your life better, healthier, and more aware, more education coming your way, and also having that built-in support system. Stay Healthy, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They truly are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer and the stop you need to make for your good health moving forward. It's better to know what you're using. It's better to have your questions answered. It's better for you to have the knowledge and the information to be able to make those really good decisions. So I hope you'll take the time to do that. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. You know, and while you're there, you know, take the time to enter your email address. Why? Well, you'll start getting newsletters and coupons and in-the-know information. You'll stay connected with the store. It'll remind you to go back there and read those industry articles that change frequently to keep you in tune, up to date with relevant information for today's world. All of it tied into that amazing webpage, and then some great benefits as well. And don't forget, a thumbs up on Facebook will also give you daily posts and information and keep you connected to the Stay Healthy store. You know, and maybe we'll start prioritizing and thinking about the importance of our health if we're seeing things coming at us all the time. You know, and maybe we won't keep putting ourselves on the back burner with those friendly reminders saying, hey, are you taking care of yourself? Get over to Stay Healthy, you know, and start truly putting yourself first. Because, you know, when it comes down to it, you're the only one that really does and can make a difference in your health and care about your health. Because, you know, life goes on around us. And if you're not taking the time to do the right things with the right support, you're not going to get it done. I want to thank you all for tuning in this Wednesday morning to my show, the Staying Healthy Radio Show. And I hope that you'll take the time to tune in during the week. Remember, I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 till 9 in the morning, and bringing you relevant topics, you know, the things that we need to talk about. I like being able to talk about the things that sometimes people have a hard time talking about. I don't know why. You're not the only one going through these things. There's a whole bunch of us going through a lot of this stuff. But you know what? If we can talk about it here and start the conversation and start the dialogue, and maybe you'll continue it with the folks that Stay Healthy and your medical practitioners, and maybe open up and be able to discuss things with them more in a healthy manner. If you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, my shows are always recorded, podcast, archived daily on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, where you can click on the archive icon, download the show or shows you want to listen to, and you can send your friends and family and say, you know, go to Jeff's webpage. He talked about something today. It's exactly what we were just talking about, and maybe it'll give you some information and maybe some tools that might help you get the job done, or at least some information to give you clarity. And that's what it's all about. Remember, Stay Healthy Health Food Store, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Go in for great information, great prices. We got a fully packed store with the best of the best every single day, and three people that speak fluent Spanish. If that's something that's good for you, they're going to be there to help you out. Be well. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.